Scholastic Audio presents Upside Down Magic, Book 4, Dragon Overnight by Sarah Mlynowski, Lauren Miracle, and Emily Jenkins. Read by Rebecca Soler. Chapter 1.
Zamboozle! No school for 3 days!
Nori Horace bounced and flung her arms over her head. It was a crisp November morning. She had her favorite purple rain boots on, even though it wasn't raining. Her poofy hair was squashed beneath a knitted cap. The Dunwiddle Magic School parking lot was full of families dropping off their kids. Duffel bags and backpacks were piled by the cheerful blue field trip bus. Aunt Margot hugged Nori goodbye. Nori's aunt was sturdy, pale-skinned, and practical, whereas Nori was wiry, dark-skinned, and lively. "It's a school trip," Aunt Margot said. "That's still school." "Not to me," Nori wiggled out of the hug and started bouncing again. "No math, no poetry analysis, no interpretive dance. And we're going to see dragons!"
"Not just see them, take care of them," added Marigold Ramos.
Marigold was one of Nori's school friends, but not a best friend. She had long, dark hair, a leather jacket, woolly yellow gloves, and a warm smile.
"Do you think we'll get to feed them?" Nori asked. "Or pet them? Or ride them? Or cut their toenails?"
"I wouldn't mind cutting some dragon toenails. Really, I wouldn't."
"The dragons don't need manicures. They need rehabilitation," said Aunt Margot. "They're in Dragonhaven because they're injured and can't survive in the wild."
"I know," said Nori.
"But some will get better and return to their natural habitat, right?"
Aunt Margot nodded.
"Yes, and others will live in the Wildlife Center for good."
"Do you think we can walk them on leashes?" asked Marigold.
"Just the little ones, I mean, not the big ones."
Aunt Margot shook her head, laughing.
"I should go. I have a client."
She hugged Nori once more.
"I'm going to miss you."
Nori grinned.
"I'll be too busy petting dragons to be homesick."
"Just don't bring any of them home with you. They're cute when they're little, but they take up a lot of room when they're older."
With one last smile, Aunt Margot wrapped her scarf around her neck, tilted herself into flying position, and took off to pick up the latest passenger for her flying taxi service. Flying was one of the 5 types of typical magic. Then there were flares, fluxers, buzzies, and flickers. Flyers flew. Flares worked with fire and heat. Fluxers could turn themselves into animals. Fuzzies could talk to and connect with animals. Flickers could turn invisible or make other things invisible. But not everybody had typical magic that could be neatly described by a word starting with F. Nori didn't, and neither did Marigold. Marigold shrank things and couldn't make them big again. Nori was an upside-down fluxer. When Nori had turned 10, her magic had bubbled up, like everyone's did. But her magic had turned out to be unusual. She didn't flux into everyday animals like kittens, dogs, and goats. Instead, she turned into mixed-up animals. A puppy with squid legs, for example.
A squippy.
Or a kitten mixed with a dragon.
A dritten.
Nori's father, Dr. Stone Horace, was the headmaster of a fancy private magic school called Sage Academy. It was one of the best schools in the country. Nori's older brother and sister went there. But Nori had flunked the Sage Academy admissions test. Father had been very, very disappointed in her. That was why he had sent her to live with Aunt Margot. Aunt Margot lived near Dunwiddle Magic School, a public school where an experimental upside-down magic class had just started up. Nori was enrolled there. Nori's teacher, Ms. Starr, turned out to be awesome. And there were only 7 other 5th-grade kids in the upside-down magic class, so everybody got a lot of individual attention. In the parking lot, Elliot Cohen and Pepper Fan came over to Nori and Marigold. Elliot was Nori's best friend. He was an upside-down flare. He froze things instead of heating them. Pepper was Nori's other best friend. Pepper was tiny, especially in her enormous puffy coat. She had come to see them off since she wasn't going on the trip. The Dragonhaven people thought her magic posed too much of a risk. Pepper was a fierce, which was a rare kind of upside-down fuzzy. If a typical fuzzy met a scurry of squirrels, her animal magic would get them eating peanuts out of her hand in no time. But instead of charming animals, Pepper frightened them. Squirrels squinted their tiny eyes and ran away. Hedgehogs dove into holes. Chickadees pooped in terror. "I still can't believe you're not coming," Nori said.
"I just can't," Pepper said. "If I fierced an injured dragon, it could hurt itself more. If I fierced a flying dragon, it could escape."
Nori pouted.
"I know. But it's so unfair."
Pepper shrugged.
"Anyway, I get the days off from school. Have double fun for me, all right?"
Pepper gave Nori such a quick hug that Nori didn't have time to hug her back. Then she was gone. Nori, Marigold, and Elliot were silent and solemn for a moment. Then Nori forced herself to look on the bright side.
"Do you think we'll get to stay up super late?" she asked her friends. "The boys' cabin is planning ghost stories one night," said Elliot, nodding. "We'll get to see Ms. Starr in her pajamas," Nori said to Marigold. "What kind do you think she wears?"
"Hot pink," said Elliot.
"Candy apple red," said Marigold.
Ms. Starr always wore bright colors. Here she came now in blue jeans, bright green sneakers, and an electric orange jacket that looked great against her dark skin. Above her floated Andres Padillo on a leash. Andres was an upside-down flyer. Like typical flyers, he could fly, but he went a lot higher than other flyers his age. The upside-down part was that he couldn't stop flying. At all. Half the time, Andres wore a backpack full of bricks to make sure he didn't float off into the sky. Right now, his brick pack was being carried by Nurse Riley, the school nurse, who was coming on the field trip as a second chaperone. Today was the first time Nori had seen him out of his scrubs. He wore cargo pants and a brown woolly sweater. He looked tough, Nori thought. Like a mountain man instead of a tender-hearted goof who doled out cough drops and band-aids. Nurse Riley nodded at Ms. Starr and heaved Andres's brick pack over his shoulder. He made it halfway to the luggage compartment of the bus before dropping the pack and bracing his hands against his legs.
"Wow, that's heavy," he muttered.
"We should help Nurse Riley load the bags," Nori declared.
She, Marigold, and Elliot formed an assembly line, passing bags from one person to the next until they reached Nurse Riley. He arranged everything in the storage compartment under the bus. Sebastian joined them. As usual, he was dressed a little formally, as if he were going to a tea party instead of a wildlife refuge. He had pale skin and bright red cheeks, and he wore a cone around his head. The kind dogs wore after having surgery. Sebastian was an upside-down flicker. Typical flickers could make themselves or other things invisible. Sebastian, on the other hand, could see invisible things, like sound waves. Music was beautiful, he told the others, with intricate patterns. But big crowds and upset tempers hurt his eyes and gave him headaches. That's why he wore his cone when it was going to be a noisy trip. It blocked out some, though not all, of the sound waves that bothered him. Finally, it was time to go.
They had an entire school bus to themselves. Nori skipped to the last row, and Elliot sat down beside her. She leaned back against the vinyl seat. Her stomach felt fizzy with excitement, and she wondered if it was possible for a person to feel her own eyes sparkling. She turned to her left.
"Hey, Elliot, are my eyes sparkling?"
"Huh?"
"Never mind," Nori said.
She was sure they were.